This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacy Cole, and Todd Michaels.
We got a question, which I think is an interesting question. Who's worse, Donna or Diddy? That could be a contest. Donna or Diddy? Donna or Diddy?
It depends what you believe Diddy did or didn't do.
Right.
I think that's the question. If you believe he did a lot more than what he's convicted of, Diddy. I mean, they're both horrible. I mean, you know, there's the wake. They're both raging narcissists. Mm-hmm. So basically, who, if you're going like sheer numbers, who affected more people negatively and traumatically in their lifespan? Diddy would have likely done that. In terms of life and death, I think that's up in the air, because I think that you likely have some of that connected to Diddy too. Don't know how, don't know where, but I'm going to guess if truly investigated, or if the evidence existed, you would find death associated or connected some way, shape, or form. That's my conjecture. Okay. Obviously, we know it with Donna, but who's worse? They were both tornadoes to every person in their life. And just destruction paths. Both are horrible. Yeah. Donna, of course, used to being in charge in her freedom. Now that's not going to be such a thing, as Donna Adelson is about to be facing life in prison. Her sentencing coming up on the 18th of October, and we'll bring that to you. We're taking a look now at what life will be like in prison for Donna as we see her. If you're watching us on YouTube, the prison transport, as she looks down, looks around, sings some songs, and continues to wallow in her own self-delusions in prison.
I think she's in her mind right now. She's kind of holding her hands to her face right now. If you can't see it,
they're probably pulling up to the place and she's freaking out.
Could be
like, oh shit,
this is it, Donna.
She's thinking, this is just an Uber, Donna. This is just an Uber.
Just
think
an
of
Uber.
It as an Uber.
In prison, power doesn't come from wealth. It comes from adaptability, respect, and quiet calculation. All things we know Donna's masters at.
Yeah.
She is the master class in all of those things of adaptability, respect, and quiet calculation, I guess. You could get that one. Every flavor inside has a price. Braid your hair or favor. Braid your hair, wash your clothes, write your letters, cost you commissary items. The guests at the prison have described a hidden economy of under the stairs salons, laundry services, massages, and food bartering.
Donna under the stairs?
Won't understand that world at first. Well, I mean, it's a metaphor.
Yeah, right. But yeah. I wonder where all of this really takes place. You know, where do they give the massages?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it in a quiet corner and people are kind of watching, you know, like, keep a lookout? How does that work?
Donna doesn't seem to have a lot of emotional regulation. I don't think that's going to fare well for her behind bars.
Yeah.
I mean, prison is designed to you know, to strip you of anything, of your status. And inmates, they adapt by building new social, you know, currency inside, social circles, if you will. What gang do you think Donna's going to join?
Ooh. The bitching grandmas.
I was just going to say, it's got to have the word grandma in it, whatever the name is.
Do you think it exists? Do you think there's like a grandma group in prison that is badass?
God, I hope so. I hope so. I want there to be. You know? Maybe they get together and they make like jailhouse cookies or something. Not the hooch, but cookies.
I wonder how you make jail, like, when do you feel like you grind up ramen into flour and then,
I wonder
what you do. Yeah.
See, you're the creative one here.
What they do is, instead of making like a knife or a gun out of a bar of soap, they make knitting needles, and then they make granny squares and put them together and sell them for cigarettes.
I'm going to guess Donna Adelson has never picked up a needle and thread in her life.
You think so? I don't know.
I don't know. She seems to be like one that, you know, everything's just been kind of handed to her. I don't know that there's a lot of I don't know. She doesn't strike me as a knitter.
I don't know if she's necessarily a knitter, but
I would think that there would also be contraband. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to do the some sort of way of making that, because it'd all be contraband, a knitting needle or even the yarn itself.
True.
She is reportedly on suicide watch, which means solitary confinement. No sheets and no personal items, and surveillance 24/7, at least at the beginning, is what she'll likely be facing because of the high profileness of the case. Guests there say suicide watch is often more traumatizing than general population. If Donna stays in her denial, her mental health, yeah, it's likely to decline. But if she accepts her reality, she may stabilize. Do you think she's adaptable? I don't
know.
No.
She's never had a grasp on reality her entire life.
No.
She just has not. Reality is the one that she makes in her mind, whether it's true or not in real life. She's never had a sense of what reality is.
I do wonder about items and how this is all going to work, what she's going to have, what she's going to get. I have no idea what their financial situation is anymore. I'm guessing Harvey's the one that's going to be filling the canteen.
Who else would, right?
And wouldn't that make you, if you know that there are some resources there, and look, no matter what she has left, I'm sure there's something left. And probably a hell of a lot more than what most people have on the outside. That's what I'm wondering, is what's going to happen on the inside with people knowing, well, you got Harvey out there that can, get you what you need. And you got your weekly spending cap of $150 on commissary items. How much do you think Donna's going to be getting those items, or using them to barter for her own safety, or?
Oh, it's currency all the way.
Yeah.
Well, besides this, that's assuming that Harvey never ends up behind bars himself.
Right.
True.
So that could put a wrench into that whole thing for her.
Mm-hmm. I do wonder exactly where and what, how this will all work out for Donna at the end of the day. Corrections officers can't physically assist women due to liability. So if she falls, they have to wait for the medical staff.
Oh, my gosh.
Many older inmates end up in bed, unable to move, with no real end-of-life care, because it's basically what inmates will provide for each other. So it would be in Donna's best interests, it seems, to make some friends.
Yeah. Yeah, it would. I think that's exactly what she's doing. She's forming her posse as best as she can. Being on suicide watch, I imagine she's kind of in isolation at this point, with very little things, you know, around her, for obvious reasons. And I'm sorry I said that word. But yeah, I think once she finally accepts reality and gets back into Gen Pop, I think she's probably forming an alliance.
I'm just not so sure. I think that this may be the first time in her life that she doesn't have the control she's always had.
I know that she's capable of forming an alliance, you know?
She had the alliance of her family. She may have had the alliance of her quote unquote friends in life.
Yeah.
But this is really the first time where I don't know if she's going to be able to pull this off.
You don't think that she's going to prey on some weak people behind bars and make them her bitch?
I think she is a weak person behind bars.
Yeah, I think that anybody who's got to find a way to find toilet paper to wipe their ass may not be, that's going to weaken her a lot. This is an inconvenience to her. She had the conveniences all her life of getting everything she wanted, having the money, having the family, all that. So she had the mindset to be able to create all this bullshit in her life. She doesn't have that anymore. You know, our tag was caviar to commissary. Mm-hmm. I don't think she can deal with that.
No. I mean, this is someone, when you look at this, I don't think she has the mental ability to do so. I mean, and this, look at her. I mean, she's feeling sorry for herself. She's in, I guess one would probably, no matter what, if you're in that sort of situation, but that's not going to help her. her self-pitying and her, oh, I was so wrongfully accused. And I'm sure in her mind, she thinks she's going to walk in there and she's going to tell her story and people are going to be, oh yeah, they did you wrong. They're going to look at her and laugh. Yeah. They're going to look at her and laugh at her bullshit and laugh at her self-pity. And then they're going to shank her. No, but I mean, it's not going to work. It's not, I mean, and if she's annoying as shit to people, yeah, it's not going to work out. Her stories, her bullshit, herself aggrandizing, nobody cares. She's just another one of them. And what has Donna always wanted to be? Not one of them. She always wanted to be above and beyond everybody else. She thinks that she can bend the rules. They don't apply to her. She's a freaking narcissist. And she still plays by the rules. And just because you put a narcissist in a cage doesn't mean they stop being a narcissist. And that's the reality, I think, of what you're about to get. That's why, I mean, even with no sound, it is fascinating to watch her in this car being transported. Because it is a narcissist in a cage. And you don't get to see that very often. They get away with so much shit. And they just continue to go on with life and causing chaos to others. And you don't see them finally being forced to stop, to be removed from the population to which they tormented their entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to handle it. And I don't think they can handle it, a lot of them. But the question here begs, you know, do even the guilty, like her, deserve basic dignity as they deteriorate? What happens when prisons become nursing homes?
Oh, this is a tough one for me because I, being the empathic person that I am, I always feel like people deserve a certain level, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And I agree. A certain level.
God dang it. What a nasty individual. And yeah. I'm sorry, but there's also a part of me that's like, she needs to suffer a little bit.
Yeah.
Let her suffer a little bit.
Florida provides kosher meals to inmates who request them. They often include better food items like canned juices, packaged snacks, and meat substitutes. So even if you're not kosher, I think I'd be requesting the kosher meal.
Mm-hmm, you know, I would too.
If you get something better, you know, why not? So I may be sure.
That's fair. I don't think that's fair at all.
I don't think so either, but it seems to be how it works.
If you're in prison, people may hate me for this, but your religion goes out the window. You can practice however you want to practice, mm-hmm. but that shit.
Your diet is out. Yeah, I agree.
Well, that is part of the religion, though. It is part of.
I know, but I don't your think
diet,
it's fair.
I think the diet goes out the fucking window.
Yep, me too.
I don't care. It's, you know, vegetarian. I don't care. I don't care. You're in prison.
Well, you have violated the rules of our civilized society.
We're going to violate the rules of your diet. You know. Ooh.
We're going to violate the rules of your colon. You're going to have meat, damn it. Exactly. Or you're not going to have meat or whatever.
I don't see anything wrong with something like it's. I mean, it's not like it's, you're not torturing the person, telling them to eat something that they are choosing not to because of a religion, because of dietary preferences, because of whatever fucking thing in their mind that tells them they can't consume the food that is nutritious for them, that can continue to sustain their life. That's on them. Don't eat it, then don't eat it.
Well, you know, hopefully that is a deterrent for some people. You know,
that's the only reason I'm not in prison, guys. It's the only reason I haven't gone off and turned into the equalizer. I couldn't eat the fucking food.
Right. Tony, I could see that. In the case. Right. Yeah, exactly.
But no, I mean,
we're giving a glimpse here, aren't we?
Yeah. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah. As we slowly back up. Yeah.
The thinning of the veil. You're seeing what's beyond the veil. So, I mean, that's interesting that you can request that sort of stuff. I mean, if you remember the Koberger case, he was requesting originally that food be made only prepared in pans that have not touched meat.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I would do? I would
take the pan.
Oh, yes. Right in front of him.
I'd smear a steak right in front, you know.
I would get the pan real hot and just bring it up to Koberger. Okay, no meat, but you know what? It's vegetables. Here you go. And I would like literally press the hot pan against his face. Here you go.
Well,
here
you go, Bri. You can't do that. You can't do that.
You can't. I know. They have rules.
They do. Some.
You want your vegetables? Here they are. No parole. There's no appeal. There's no other plan here. No exit strategy. Florida's mandatory life sentence means exactly that.
Bye, Donna.
And even if there was, appeals take years with very, very little shot of success. And let's be honest, Donna doesn't have a lot of that left.
I was going to say, the clock is ticking here.
So, at the end here, as we observe Donna behind bars, is she on your death pool for 2025 or 2026?
No, I don't have a list this year. Typically, I do. My strategy has been...
There's never been a better time.
We may have to do our Deadpool.
So, this is for 2026.
All right. You know the internet craze with the Jet 2 holiday thing? Have you guys all seen that?
No.
Where they use the commercial for Jet 2 holidays, and it's people in really bad situations, and it's talking about getting your holiday put together, your vacation. Uh-huh. All I can think of when I watch this video of Donna riding off in the paddy wagon there is the Jet 2 holiday song, the jingle. Because this would be a vacation from hell for anybody.
Yes,
I'm hearing Holiday Road.
Of course you are.
I'm hearing Lindsey Buckingham, Holiday Road.
The Go-Go's Vacation, right?
Mm.
Yes.
Could do that. Holiday from Madonna.
Yeah.
Mm.
We could put together a Donna Adelson playlist.
Girls just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Ooh. We could just like Chad Daybell's playlist.
Bitch better have my money.
Hey, Donna, baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. Said hey. Speaking of which, I'm wondering, do we have any of your letters from Chad?
Yeah. Oh my God, we were so busy this week we didn't get to that.
There is a new letter from Chad. We'll have to touch it next week.
Promise? Do not. Okay. Yeah. We need to do that. We can't let people down. I crave these letters.
You crave these?
I crave these letters.
That's a great statement.
Big Al enjoys meat sticks and Chad Daybell letters. I mean,
she craves them.
That's on her dating profile, I think.
I did not have to create one, thankfully.
Swipe right.
No, I got lucky. I didn't have to create one. I'm good.
I'm trying to see if there's anything interesting in the music section here. It looks like he gets into Christian rock, which to me is nails on a fucking chalkboard.
Yeah. I tried at one point in my life to get into that stuff because I was going to get a job at a Christian radio station.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
The
problem is it's all the same lyrics. It's almost as bad as country because it's always about God and belief and love. And it's like, I don't know, throw some fun in there. A little sex, little drugs.
Let's put a little just life context in some of the songs.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's like, and I'm saved and this, like, okay. I mean, I get it, but it's like the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over. Yeah. I like variety. I like, this is a story of this. This is a story of that. A better variety from the 80s, 90s, and today to pick you up and make you feel good. The No Repeat Workday Guarantee on Sunny 97. I can't do it. No offense to anybody who likes it. It's just, it ain't my jam.
Yeah.
It's just not. Then when I walk into a church, too, I get this really weird. I start shaking and I get really hot and I start sweating. And there's like the circle with this like weird star type thing that starts coming out of my skin.
Okay. Hold up. People are going to be like, wait a minute. What's with this?
The pentagram is what I'm told. I don't know why it happens, but it's alarming. But thankfully, there's Pentrelix, where all you have to do is take one of those a day. You can walk into any church and the pentagrams won't automatically burn through your flesh.
Oh my
God. Of course, it could give you a deadly diarrhea. But other than that, yes, it'll get rid of the pentagrams on your palm.
Don't take Pentrelix if you're allergic to Pentrelix.
That's my favorite part of those disclaimers.
Right?
Don't take it if you're allergic to it. Well, no shit, Sherlock.
I feel like we should remove that one and let anybody take it that's allergic to it. Because it's like, well, that's natural selection right there. Well, if you know you're allergic and you're taking it. And you needed someone to tell you not to take it because you're allergic. Like, if that's it, it's like, don't put the gun at your head and pull the trigger because there might be a bullet in it. It's like, okay, just don't do that to begin with. That's not a good idea.
Run in traffic. I don't know.
Don't play in traffic because you might get hit by a car. Donna Adelson, her future, so bright, she got to wear shades. We'll work on our death pool for next week.
I think we should have a playlist that we put together for each of the people we cover. Yeah. And then we'll just post it occasionally on social media and people can add their
songs. No, put it on Spotify, you guys.
Oh,
make an actual Hidden Killers playlist. Yeah, this is real. Wow,
we could do that.
We could totally do that.
Can you put like a graphic up for your own playlist?
Absolutely.
I think
we could put a Donna Adelson graphic. Well, our podcast is on Spotify. So, I mean, that would be interesting. We should create our own playlist.
I remember watching Ted Lasso and they put out a playlist of like the locker room music that they would, you know, listen to, wink, wink, even though, you know, it was fictional, but it was interesting because it kind of played into the series. It was like a behind the scene things. We should totally do that.
All right. Well, we got one coming up for Chad for sure. And yes. I think we're starting to build Donna's. So just think of the hits you're going to get to listen to at work between true crime podcasts.
See?
Get excited. This is going to be amazing. And I think it's going to wrap up this week of true crime coverage. Be sure to let us know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube about, you know, what's the future hold for Miss Donna and all the other cases that we've been covering for you right here. For Todd, for Stacey, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.